Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Inflation and interest rates continue to dominate investor conversations these days. In fact, our next guest says that two of the biggest questions he is hearing from his clients in this market environment are, will inflation continue to be elevated, and is there any safe place to earn more yield? Stephen Scott is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia, and we have him on the phone. Scotty, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me again, Mike.
Now, the higher inflation we are experiencing right now, at one time, analysts were talking about this being transitory, just a temporary thing, but it's not turning out that way, is it?
It has certainly not been as transitory as people thought. I don't think it's going to stay at these current elevated levels, but I also don't think it's going to come back down to the 2% level that we've been accustomed to in recent years. So a lot of questions we get asked all the time are where people can put money to get a little bit more yield that's also a safe investment. So one option that has become more popular in recent months because of this higher inflation is something called I-bonds. And those are bonds directly from the government. They adjust with the inflation rate and what analysts are projecting them to yield after their sort of reset in May is actually over 9%. So that would be a very attractive yield for essentially a one-year holding for any kind of safe fixed income investment.
All right, so let's go into a little bit more detail here about these I bonds, and I guess I stands for inflation, right?
It absolutely does. It absolutely does. So many of our listeners have probably heard of EE bonds, or they receive savings bonds from the government, from their parents or grandparents, and those have been around for a very long time. I bonds, or inflation-linked bonds, are not new. They haven't been around for too long, but on the other hand, we haven't had really high inflation. They are made up of an interest rate which has two parts. The first part is a fixed rate, which is currently 0%, and that rate has never really been high. And the second part is actually an interest rate that is tied to inflation. So they will not lose value in any way because they are backed by the government. They are not sold on any secondary markets, so you actually purchase them directly from the government. But there are a couple of downsides to them that really we need to talk about. One, I keep referring to them as 1 year because that is the minimum holding period. One of the other sort of downside is that if you do not hold them for 5 years, you lose the last 3 months of interest.
Can we just throw as much money as we want to into these?
That's the other sort of caveat to the I-bonds. So an individual can purchase up to $10,000 in a single year per person into I-bonds. There's one other little trick. If people haven't finished all their taxes, you may be able to purchase a little bit more with your tax refund, but that's not as common. So if a single investor could purchase $10,000, if you're married, you could get $10,000 for your spouse. And you can do this every year. And another interesting thing about I-bonds is they have a really interesting gifting feature, too, that you can buy I-bonds for your children or grandchildren and essentially hold them in your account until they are of age, and then you can distribute those bonds to them. One of the other things I like to mention is that they are taxable only at the federal level, not state or local level. But if you end up using them for higher education, then you can potentially avoid some of those federal taxes.
All right. Now, let's assume that our listeners are interested in this. Do they just call their broker and place an order?
No, that's another unique feature of the I-bonds is they can only be purchased directly from the U.S. Treasury. So you have to go to treasurydirect.gov and open an account there, and we will include some links in the show notes for you to do that. There's even some interesting YouTube videos that kind of walk you through step-by-step how to do it because it's not a difficult process, but it isn't, the government has not made it the most user-friendly to do that. But once you get set up and you link one of your checking or savings accounts, then purchasing them for yourself or from your family members is relatively easy going forward. So you cannot get them at a local online broker or anywhere else. They have to be purchased directly from the U.S. government.
Well, Scotty, thank you so much for the information and your time today.
Oh, thank you again.
Stephen Scotty Scott is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia, And we will have links to those resources that he mentioned posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just go to On Demand Listening. There we are. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.